In 1998, the American company Monsanto ran ads in France and in the UK. Monsanto supported labels on food that was made with genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. The ads appeared in newspapers shortly after the European Union passed labeling laws. Today, backers of the Vermont law see a huge gap between the company's support of GMO labeling in countries where it's required and its opposition to the practice in America, where it's not. That's a double standard, says Shelburne Representative Kate Webb.
When you have to, you agree with it. When you don't, you don't.
Webb is a lead sponsor of the measure.
We had hundreds of people that came to the State House last year to ask us to please allow them to know.
To know what's in their food. That's the right many Vermonters have demanded of their legislature. Some lawmakers say they've received more messages about GMO labeling than any other issue this session. The bill raises a number of constitutional questions, though. For example, do GMOs pose a potential risk or a proven harm? Questions that need further legal review, argues House Judiciary Chairman Bill Lippert.
While on the face of it, it seems, why shouldn't consumers get to know? To take the action of the state to compel independent entities to label their food is a higher burden.
And a potentially costly one. The legislature's joint fiscal office estimates that a lawsuit could cost the state between $5 and $10 million. Representative Tom Koch of Barry says Vermont can't afford to roll the dice on GMOs.
If there are real risks, show us. Tell us what the risks are. Tell us what the harms are. And I'll be a lot more comfortable with this bill.
Monsanto wouldn't go on tape for this story, but the company issued a statement saying, despite a number of online reports, it hasn't threatened to sue Vermont if a GMO labeling bill is approved. Representative Kate Webb and other supporters are encouraged by the European ads that show Monsanto could come around to support labeling in the U.S.
If we had to go to court and we had such an ad, I think that it does make our position a little bit stronger that we should have this right.
The dairy and biotech industries in Vermont don't see the need. They say the evidence continues to show GMOs pose no human health and safety risk. Margaret Lagus represents the United Dairy Farmers of Vermont. She says these products have been on the market for 15 years.
With no shown side effects. I think what the industry in general has supported is some kind of uniform labeling rule. And in the EU, everybody has to label. So if the FDA came up with labeling guidelines, the industry may be all right with that.
Lagus says the industry would support labeling that shows that GMO technology was not used in producing food. The House Judiciary Committee isn't expected to finish its work on the bill in time to send it to the House for debate until later this week, just as lawmakers are preparing to go home. For VPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Montpelier.